Physical activity. We all know that physical activity is good for us. Can you state some of the benefits? More energy, reduced blood pressure, reduced fatty plaques, greater stamina, better sleep, reduced heart disease and stroke risk, reduced depression, lower blood glucose, helps weight control, reduced bone fracture risk. For people with pre-diabetes or diabetes, the ability of physical activity to improve blood glucose control is particularly important. How do you think it does this? When undertaking physical activity and for several hours after, the muscle cells contract and remove glucose from the blood, without the need for as much insulin to unlock the door on the cell. This means blood glucose is better controlled even in the presence of insulin resistance. Do you know what the recommended amount of physical activity is for adults? 30 minutes or more of moderate intensity physical activity a day, most days of the week, or 150 minutes per week, accumulated in stints of 10 minutes or more, or 75 minutes per week of vigorous intensity physical activity. It's also recommended we should aim for 10,000 steps per day, and this equates to approximately 5 miles. Physical activity that improves muscle strength should also be included on at least 2 days per week. These targets are not realistic for some people, however, at least at first. Evidence shows that any increase in physical activity can have beneficial health effects, though. We're now going to discuss how you might be able to increase your own physical activity levels using the FIT model. What do you think the letters in FIT might stand for? F equals frequency, I equals intensity, T equals time, and T equals type. Frequency refers to how many times each week we take part in some physical activity. How often did we say we should be active? Most days, for 30 minutes or more. Intensity. This refers to how hard you work when you're taking part in physical activity. What intensity did we say the guidelines suggest? Moderate intensity for 150 minutes per week, or vigorous for 75 minutes per week. How can we gauge how hard we're working? Well, there are a range of tests or factors you could consider, including breathing rate. As intensity increases from low to medium to high, breathing rate will become more consistent and rapid. A torque test. While undertaking low-intensity physical activity, you may be able to carry out a conversation, and this will become harder to maintain as the intensity increases and may not be possible to continue when exercising at a high intensity. Body temperature. As intensity increases from low to medium to high, body temperature will increase, as will the rate in which you sweat. Rate of perceived effort. If you were to consider how hard you were working on a scale of 1 to 10, low intensity would be regarded as 3 to 5, medium as 6 to 7, and high intensity as 8 to 10. Percentage of maximum heart rate. The heart rate increases as the intensity of the physical activity increases. When exercising at a low intensity, heart rate will be 55 to 64%. Medium intensity exercise will increase heart rate to 65 to 74%. And high intensity increasing it further to 75 to 90%. How could you use this information to gauge any changes in your fitness? As your fitness improves, the same activity will become easier, so your level of effort to complete the activity will reduce. You might also be able to complete a set distance in a faster time, or might be able to cover more distance in a set time. Time. This refers to the duration we take part in some form of physical activity for. How long did we say the guidelines suggest we're physically active for? It's suggested we take part in 30 minutes of physical activity each day, split into bouts of at least 10 minutes. To see further benefits, it's suggested to aim for 60 minutes per day, though as we said before, these targets may not be realistic for many people at first, and any improvement on what you're currently doing is likely to have benefits. Type. The second T is for type, and refers to what type of activity we're taking part in. Do you know what the main categories of physical activity are? Aerobic, cardiovascular activity that causes an increase in heart rate. Aerobic activity is beneficial for your fitness and cardiovascular health, amongst other things. Resistance. Any exercise that makes your muscles have to work against a resistance. Resistance activity helps to build and maintain muscle mass, which helps us to remain flexible and to have good balance. Resistance training becomes particularly important as we get older to prevent or reduce the rate at which we lose muscle mass. Muscle burns more energy than fat cells, so increasing or maintaining muscle mass will result in a higher BMR too. What types of activity do you think would fit into each of these categories? Examples of aerobic activities include walking, jogging, swimming, dancing, cycling, and some household activities such as mowing the lawn. Examples of resistance activities include weightlifting, bodyweight exercise, and exercises using resistance bands. What do you think is the best type of activity for you to take part in? There's no single answer to this question. It is crucial that you find an activity that you enjoy, as this makes you much more likely to continue taking part in it. Walking can be an excellent option, as there is no equipment or membership required, so it is cheap, easy to do, and can be monitored with grades such as step counters on mobile phones or activity tracker bracelets. There are a number of different ways you can increase your physical activity, and considering the FIT model might help you to do this. Any increase in your physical activity will have health benefits, so any way you can improve on what you're currently doing is likely to have a positive effect. It's important to make sure that any increase is done in a safe way, though. What do you think you can do to minimize any risk? Don't try and increase physical activity levels too quickly. Warm up and cool down before and after physical activity. Avoid doing it after a large meal when it's very hot or cold or at high altitudes. Don't exercise if you're ill. Make sure your clothing and footwear are appropriate and fit comfortably. Wearing well-fitted footwear is particularly important for people with type 2 diabetes. If you have a heart condition or high blood pressure, or if you're taking medication for these conditions, do not start any new activity without discussing it with your doctor first. Do you think you need to be concerned about low blood glucose levels, hypoglycemia? Hypos are usually only a risk for people on insulin or sulfonylureas. If you are on this medication, make sure you reduce your risk of experiencing a hypo by discussing the options with your healthcare team, i.e. either reducing medication or, if absolutely necessary, having a carbohydrate-based snack. If you are not on medication that increases your risk of hypos, you will not require a snack to prevent hypos from happening.